Within the Reed Division, I heard a lot of good things about this saxophone quartet, the Whitworth Sax Quartet. And the four members of the group are Nick Komet, Kyle Maureen, Caleb Brown, and Chris O'Neill. And the soprano sax player, Nick Komet, wrote them a saxophone quartet. This is movements 2 and 3 of the Sax Quartet number 2 by Nick Komet. Thank you. Okay, second, third movements of the Saxophone Quartet, written by Nick Cometa, a soprano sax player. Nick, let's talk, you and me talk while we kind of clear out the room and get it ready for our baritone singer that's coming along. And so, are you a composition major in any way, or do you just write music for
fun? Yes, I am. I'm a composition major.
Okay. And there's obviously a lot of jazz orientation in that piece. Is that always your style, or was that what a saxophone quartet needs? Or just kind of talk about the style you chose.
That's not always how I write, and actually most of the pieces I write are not like that. But I wanted to do something that was a little more jazzy, a little more hip this time around, so...
And and now did we play your saxophone quartet also here last year?
Last year we played my first one, yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay, well, this is getting to be a habit, isn't it?
Yeah.
But and I guess there's kind of that logical thing. Everybody always asks saxophone players, do you do classical or jazz? You're pulling it all together in one place, aren't you?
Yeah.
In a way. Now, there wasn't actually any improvising then, there was it? Was
actually, I did have one section.
Where you took the chorus on that. Tell me about the first movement that we didn't hear.
It's a really hard movement. It's really long, though. It's almost like 3 or 4 minutes long. Okay. So we ended up not doing it. But it's got lots of really complicated time changes and all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah. And so this group, they've been together all year?
Yeah, the other three guys are all sophomores, and I'm a senior.
And you're a senior, so they're going to have to face that down
for
next
year. That's right, they're going to have to find someone else.
Aren't they? How's the saxophone department doing there? Do you have other live bodies holding saxophones?
Yeah, the department's great. Chris Parkins, our professor there, and he's really good. And
Okay, well, thank you, Nick Komet, senior at Whitworth University.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. And so now let's go on to some Bach. I think we need a little Bach right now. We'll enjoy two sisters, Lisa and Sarah Schaefer. First, Lisa with the Capriccio from Partita Number 2. Thank you. Capriccio from the Partita number 2 in C minor, played for us by Lisa Schaefer, 15-year-old pianist. Her older sister, 16-year-old Sarah Schaefer at the piano, also playing Bach, also a student of Barbara Miller. And this is the 24th, the last prelude and fugue from the second book of The Well-Tempered Clavier in B minor. Sarah Schaefer, 16-year-old pianist from Colville, playing the Prelude and Fugue number 24 in B minor. Evelina, let's get you comfortable on that bench. And earlier we heard her sister, Lisa Schaefer, also playing Bach. And let's conclude this hour with one of our veterans. Thank you. Thank you. Jasmine Wen playing the cuckoo by the French Baroque composer Louis-Claude Daquin. Her younger sister, Serena, a 9-year-old pianist who also studies with Carolyn Brett. Make sure the bench is at a good height for you. She's a student at the Pioneer School in Spokane Valley and has for us the Écossaise by Beethoven. Thank you. Serena Wen playing for us, the Écossaise by Beethoven. Thank you. Serena Wen playing. And earlier we heard her sister, Jasmine Wen, who will return tomorrow when we'll hear her final performance in a 10-year streak and at the same time go back and hear one of her very beginning ones.